as a club need to decide, merge or fold?
You can't just force us into a merger.
What's a merger?
Oh, it's when one shit team joins up with another shit team to make a slightly less shit team.
You can get quadruple your funding by accessing grants for employed refugees for the rebuild.
What good are club rooms if we don't have a team?
These both can swing a hammer. I reckon they can kick a footy.
Where is Aleppo?
Oh, what's left of it is in the north of Syria.
Yeah, because nothing's coming up on TripAdvisor.
Oh, no, Bill. It's called the merger.
It is, Jim.
Of course, Cinema Nova in Carlton, Thursday night. Nick Cody, the star, joins us. Nick, welcome, mate.
G'day, gents. How are we?
Now,
a stand-up comic, Jim, of course, but now an actor.
A beer ambassador. This is a man who covers every base. Now, just
Carlton
Nick.
Dry.
Have you met Bill before?
I believe briefly.
Briefly, okay. Yeah. So you come in here today. Mm-hmm. Let me just explain how the conversation went.
Yes.
When Nick gets seated and we start talking to him about this really exciting movie, The Merger.
Yep.
Anyway, so Bill says, where was it shot?
Yeah.
And Nick says,
Wagga.
Wagga. And instead of the conversation then organically heading to, well, that's an interesting place to shoot a film.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, New South Wales.
My family's from up there. Yeah, any of that. Or
Bill's very next statement was, Wagga. Do you go to Maroul, where I kick the ball over the silo?
No, that's what happened.
Nick, it is narcissistic disorder. Bill can't let a sentence finish without talking about his kick over the silo. It's actually embarrassing.
Well, it was very funny that's the first thing you bring up there, Billy.
How are you, Nick, anyway?
Mate, I'm great. Mate, I'm about to have a baby. I'm in a movie. Things are going all right.
Actually, you look pregnant.
Yeah. I've blown out. Well, that's why when I found out I got this role playing the captain of a footy team, I thought, how long until we shoot? And they said, you've got 6 weeks. And I said, I've got to get really fit in 6 weeks. And they said, it's a country footy team. And I thought, I'm all right.
Yeah, you're going right.
That's what I like. So it's a country footy team up in Wagga, Jim.
Yep. Yes.
And this is where it was all shot, of course.
Thank you, Bill.
So it's about a team that's no good.
Yep. Bodgy Creek Roosters, terrible, haven't had a win in years.
You're the captain?
I am the captain.
And a new coach comes into town, doesn't
he? New coach comes into town. He's not a liked figure. Troy Carrington, he's an ex-AFL player, comes into town. And he's the reason the timber mill in town got closed.
Yes.
He's a big greenie, so everyone in town hates him. He signs up to coach the team, and he wants to let the recently arrived refugees in town play in the footy team.
Ah, yeah. Righto.
And that's Damien Callanan, who will be very well known to the audience, of course. Mm. And, mate, it's funny.
Yes.
Aside of anything else, and we heard that in the trailer, it's funny.
Yeah. Great comedy. Lots of laughs in it. There's obviously some sad points as well, but it's a very funny film and so much fun to shoot. I knew when I was a junior at Werribee Footy Club and the WRFL, I knew one day I'd get paid to play footy. And,
so you'd have nicknames? You got a local pub?
There's the country pub there is bloody great.
Yes.
But all the nicknames, I think my favourite nickname in the team is a guy called Iraqi Kev.
Yes.
Iraq. But we figure out it's too hard to pronounce his name, so we just decide to call him Kev,
and he was happy with that.
Loved it.
So you get in the refugees because you can get some money from the government for the
footy. Rebuild the club rooms. They'll give us some grants and... Then the team, it's divided because half the town doesn't want the refugees playing on the team and the other half does. And we start going all right.
Yeah, start winning a few. And then the town would get on board.
The town definitely gets on board. That's all it takes.
You're
a few
playing
wins.
Goober?
I play Goober.
And where's that name come from?
Goober.
That's a bloody good question.
That's a good nickname, Jim, for
Goober.
But I must say, the hardest part, though, about doing a footy movie is... when you shoot a film or a TV show, you know, they do a lot of takes of certain scenes.
Yes.
And we had to do a take of us singing the club song.
Oh.
But you know how footy players sing a club song. You scream it out, which is fine if you do it once a week.
Yep.
But when you do it 15 times back to back in an hour.
In the end, it started taxing.
Yep. All in the showers of frothies, Carlton Dries?
No, Carlton Dries. They didn't bloody get in there.
Oh,
you know
no.
what I mean? Missed out. I forget the beer that's in the film. But it's not the smoothest, most refreshing. I know that much.
Yeah.
Carlton Dry, Carlton Draft. You got that in common, you two?
Yeah, exactly. I got the tank beer. He's got the dry. Which
the low-carb one.
Exactly.
Showing.
Nice. Hey, with sporting films, the bit that's often the hardest is to make the action look authentic.
Yep.
Great mates of our show is, of course, Gary Sweet.
Don Bradman.
Who tried to be Don Bradman. Come on, Sweetie. Yeah, no idea.
Yes, exactly.
Well, the good part is that a lot of the players in the team that are bad players were actors from Sydney, so they didn't know how to kick a footy anyway. So that was quite
quite
simple. Yep. But Damien Callanan, of course, who wrote the film and stars in the film, he's a big footy fan. So that was one of his big things. And the director, Mark from Wagga, loved footy and played a lot of footy growing up. So that was a big thing.
Terry
to make
Danner. Could have got Terry Danner. He's a walker.
Yeah. Hey, tell us, I know Canada, for instance, spend a lot of money getting films to come and be shot in the streets of Vancouver and these cities because they see it as great advertisement for the place. And so a lot of the American films get shot in Canada. Did Wagga help with this?
Yeah, obviously. I think Screen New South Wales got behind it. It's one of those things. You bring a huge amount of people into a town for a few weeks. It's good for the economy. It's good for us to spend time up there. I live in Melbourne, so it was nice to be in a place where if you had to get to work by 8, you could leave at 7:58 in the morning.
And I see the silos there. What's that about?
Well, it's in the picture
here. What's all that about, Nico?
I believe it.
The silos.
Oh, mate, I heard a great man once kicked a ball over.
Oh, it's embarrassing.
Did you go to Marul as a matter of interest? You didn't
I'm
get
trying to think. There were so many different clubs and towns outside of Wagga that we went to shoot stuff in and some proper...
Well, there's a big...
He had no interest in Marul.
There's a big sign says this is the one that I...
He had no interest in you or Marul, funnily enough, and that's probably why it's going to be a bloody good show. Nick, can you stick around?
Of course.
Comedian Nick Cody in with us.
And your beautiful wife, Lucia.
Yes.
And you've got a baby coming in a month.
Yeah.
Is that number one?
Grand final day. Baby number one. And I'm a Bombers fan, so I was a bit worried the other week, but thank God they lost. And now I don't have to, you know, make my wife give birth at the G.
How do you work that out, grand final day?
How do I work out? Mm. I don't know. You deduct 9 months and figure out what we did. It was pretty unlucky. I should have looked at the calendar.
Better planning than that. Come on, Nico. Surely you're better than that.
I'm worried there's the big... I'm a big UFC fan, and the Conor McGregor fight is the next week in Vegas. So I'm trying to figure out how quickly can you turn around a baby passport.
Yeah.
I want to go over there.
Oh, so you would actually take the newborn.
Take the bubba.
No, I thought you were about to say you leave Lucia at home and you go yourself. You won't make that.
No, that'd be rude. Yeah. I'll take the baby. Have the week off, babe.
She might be a bit late.
Yeah.
Have it. 2 or 3 days in hospital. You're no good anyway.
Yeah.
Bang, over and back. Easy,
Bill.
Jim.
Listen to Bill's rationale.
That's how you do it.
Yeah, that's it.
That's how you do it.
How old are you, Nick?
I'm 31.
Have you got your driver's license?
Mate, just got it.
So you just got your driver's license?
Just got it a month ago.
What's wrong with you?
Mate, I don't know how I pulled it off, actually. Like, for the last 13 years, I live in Melbourne, so I've been getting around on a bike.
Yeah.
Which is great. You know, it's good for fitness. It's good for... It's nice if the weather's nice. It's easy to find a
park.
But
aren't you over the Westgate?
No.
I grew up over here, but you're now back. You're in Melbourne
back
Central.
In the city, yeah.
Okay, so that makes it easier. Bloody hard to ride a bike
can't be
over
riding
there.
The bike over the Westgate. That's frowned upon.
That's a good effort not to...
Automatic license. I don't want to brag too much, but I didn't go the manual.
Is it because the baby was coming and you thought, I am actually going to be called upon at some stage to transport this beautiful little thing around?
I wish I had that thought. It was more my wife saying, is that what you want, your firstborn child coming into the world? And it's dad's on its P's. on its L, sorry.
L's.
And, yeah. I said, you don't want that. You know, the water's broken in the back seat.
At 31, do you need to still do the 120 hours and the whole rigmarole?
No, they don't care. They just feel sorry for you down at Vic Roads. It's barely even a test. It's like, it's nice of you to turn up. You've still got to do, I've got to have my P's for 3 years.
Well,
I don't go red P's, though. Straight to green P's.
Green P's.
I'm not quite a loser. But, I'm loving it.
That's nuts.
The car's so good. I've blown out. I've put on 12 kilos in... A month, I reckon.
I was going to say. Now, and your parents are a touch loose, fair to say.
Yeah, loose units.
It's a good story. You told it on the project the other day. But for those who didn't hear it, this is a good one with the doll.
With the photos. When they met my wife for the very first time, I told my wife on the way over, I said, my parents are a bit loose, right? They love a prank. And she goes, I'm sure that's fine. And she opens the door and my mum says, hey, Luch, it's lovely to meet you. What do you think of the photos? And behind my mum were 8 photo frames that all had photos of my new girlfriend, Lucia, in there, who hadn't met my parents before.
No.
What mum had done was gone on Lucia's Facebook page and just printed off photos of her, cut her head out of the photos, and then stuck them over photos of me with my ex-girlfriend.
There we are. Perfect. How'd you go with it, Lucia?
Yeah, how'd you go?
Loves it. That's why we got married. mate. That was the test.
That's
she
legitimately
passed.
Funny.
That is good.
I love that. Hey, and of course, the stand-up Edinburgh Fringe Festival, all the stuff you've done over the journey, the comedy festivals, New York, Montreal. But Conan O'Brien was probably the thing everyone knows you most for.
Yeah.
Tell us how that happened and how was it?
The booker for Conan O'Brien saw me doing shows in Montreal and Edinburgh and picked me to fly over and do a short spot on the Conan O'Brien show. And it was bloody good fun. The thing that shocked me the most still at the end of the set is when Conan walked over, he is a big unit.
Mm.
He's like 6'5".
Yep.
But he's like a shredded 6'5". I thought he'd be a bit skinny.
Yep.
But the like, I'm 5'11". I don't think that's the shortest. No. But next to him on the TV, I look bloody tall.
And he, outside of the president, has the most celebrated hair in the United States.
Bloody great bit of hair. It's nice that Rangers were sticking up for Rangers. You know what I mean? Helping each other
so
out.
So did you nail it? Did you, yeah. When oh, you mate, came off, were you happy?
It was bloody good fun. Mm. Bloody good fun.
Did he laugh or he just...
He did laugh. Oh. There's a bit on the... If you see it on YouTube, there's a couple of times where he laughs... And it's like, I'm trying to be professional, yeah. But at the same time have to look over to be like, oh, he's laughing.
Gold. That's golden.
Bloody good fun.
Hey, the movie is called The Merger. Yep. It's on Cinema Nova in Carlton Thursday. Any other details people need to know?
Yeah, just check it. Google The Merger. It's coming out all around Australia and pump it bloody. Get in there this weekend because it's the thing with Aussie films, the small cinemas, the independent cinemas, mm-hmm. pick them up for us. And if everybody gets in there and fills them out, then, you know, the village and the Hoyts come along and then bang, we've got the next castle.
And your Bombers, are you comfortable going forward that you're on the right track?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I was a bit worried midway through the year, but then they started just playing what I think is proper footy again. My dad calls it getting fancy when they get a 5-goal lead and all of a sudden they start handballing over their heads and go, what are you doing? Just down the guts.
But, down the guts.
I haven't played footy in 13 years and that was in junior. So I'm not going to tell a professional club what to do, but I think they're going great.
And go the Roosters.
Yeah, go the Roosters. Bodgy Creek Roosters.
Bodgy Creek Roosters. Get along near Maroul.
That's it, Bill. Yeah. Get along, Cinema Nova in Carlton Thursday night. Enjoy a great Australian movie, The Merger. Nick, great seeing you.
Thank you very much.